All right, I'm here joined with head men's basketball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Troy Larson. In exciting times for the Lakers, as the Lakers have earned a trip to the national tournament this year. And Coach, talk to us a little bit about this is your third time to the national tournament as a coach here at Iowa Lakes. You know, how does it feel and compare it to your first couple berths that you earned to the national tournament?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on, Ashley. I appreciate it. It's a great time. It's a really fun time for our players, and I just take great pride in seeing our players and players' families and support staff and coaches and assistant coaches and administrators and myself. It's just a joyful time. You know, it's a lot of fun, and you work really hard at something, so it's just a lot of fun to have success at it and experience national tournaments. And the city of Danville does a really good job of hosting it. We got great hospitality, it's just a first class experience all the way around for our team. And so, just memories that you have the rest of your life. I mean, I remember as a player, you know, when I qualified for the national tournament at Iowa Lakes way back in 92, and you got fond memories of that. So you're pleased that you're able to assist or provide some memories for your current team. So a lot of fun.
What do you like about this year's team, and when did you know that they kind of had a chance to be special?
You know, we went through some adversity. We lost three straight home games around Thanksgiving time, and I'm not gonna lie and say that I thought it was for sure gonna happen around that time. It was one of those things where we were hoping just to win another basketball game at some point in time. But I tell you, quickly thereafter, you know, we played a couple. We won at DMAC right after December. You know, in December there, we won at DMAC and played really well. We beat Marshalltown on a neutral floor. You know, and then we came back right after Christmas and won at Ellsworth. And so I think we started off the year by winning our first seven conference games, and I believe either five or six of those were on the road. So during that stretch, we really started to figure it out, and I felt like we had a great chance that we just kept improving and hung together, and that's what happened.
And talk to us about the ICCAC and the grind of this year's season and just how it's kind of helped and prepared you guys for the national tournament.
You know, sure, our league's awesome, and you know that, Ashley, from being on the women's side. There's just a lot of really good players and good coaches and good teams, and we told the guys this past week as we were preparing for the national tournament that, you know, out of the last 6 years of the national tournament, Division II NJCA tournament here in Danville, the ICCAC has won four titles, and then they have three third-place finishes on top of the four titles, so... I'm not sure there's a league or a region, or I know there's not, that has had that amount of success here as what our league has. So, and it's no different this year, you know, between Kirkwood, DMAC, and probably even Ellsworth. I mean, those teams all could have been out here and functioned and did really well. So we feel like we've played good enough people throughout the course of the year, and we feel like the way our league plays, I think, is different from most leagues as far as how physical the game is and how much teams share the ball and kind of play more like at a four-year level, value possessions a little bit more, those sort of things. And if we just play how we play during the year, and if we play Laker basketball, we'll be fine out here.
Yeah, and this is your 16th year at Iowa Lakes, and actually this year you surpassed Coach Bob Grimms and the all-time winningest coach at Iowa Lakes on the men's basketball side. You know, a huge honor for you and huge season. You know, what does it mean for you to be coaching at the school that you also played and attended at?
You know, it's a lot of fun being at the same place that you played at and where you got your degree at. And, you know, obviously the place means a lot to me. It, just because we've been having a big-time impact on young men's lives for a long time. And, you know, as the athletic director as well, not only young men's lives, but young women's lives. So just believe in the place, totally believe in the place, and feel like it's a really good place for students to be and student-athletes to mature and develop and get better. And there's just a lot of really caring people from faculty to staff to administration that are here for the right reasons that want Iowa Lakes to be successful and, more importantly, want our students to be successful. So it's just a really good place to be, and I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, and finally, Coach, just talk to us about the national tournament. The Lakers earned the 5 seed. You know, talk to us. They'll play the 12 seed. Talk to us about your side of the bracket, your first matchup, and how fans can kind of tune in.
Sure. Well, we play with Bonzi, first matchup at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. and 1 o'clock Central Time on Wednesday. And they're a good team. You know, they got three guards that can all play, and that they're fast, athletic, and can make shots. And they got a 6'10" kid inside that's a good player. But I really feel I like the matchup. I feel like we've seen teams that are, and not to make a knock on them. I mean, they're 25-8 there at the national tournament. But again, reiterating how strong our league was, and that we always play a really difficult non-conference schedule against teams, national tournament teams, against Division I teams, that sort of stuff. So we've definitely seen teams that are as good as they are. But we'll have to play, and we'll have to play well to win. And they do some unique stuff defensively and switch it up a little bit. That'll be interesting. We're going to have to handle all that stuff. And then if it goes by seeding, then we'd actually play the whole school, Danville. Danville qualified this year, and they got the 4 seed. Very similar to Waubonsie, has some good guard play and switches up defensively. So you got to be on top of your stuff and handle different zones and presses and not get caught up in a quick game where you turn it or you take some bad shots. I think that'd be a disadvantage for us and allow both those teams to get out and transition on us. And then by, you know, if you would have to get past those two teams, you're in the semifinals, and that's Davidson Davy, who would be the one seed, and they play kind of a helter-skelter style as well. So, you know, all good teams out here. We got to take it one game at a time, and all of our focus has been on Waubonsie, but we sure do like our draw. We like where we're at right now as a team, and our expectation is to come out here and win.
Awesome. We wish you the best of luck.
Okay, thank you, Ashley.